Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Amber Gill.
I'm Anna Vakili.
Hi, I'm Yuwan Nuviala.
You probably remember us from the reality TV series Love Island.
But now we're in the business of dishing out reality checks.
So send us your problems
and we'll give you a reality check.
I love that.
Welcome to Reality Check. If you didn't listen to our last episode, please go back and listen to it because this is part two on how men's minds work. So joining us on the couch today, to the left of me, we have...
Happy Ebs. One out of six is the NFT. Win it over, yeah.
And to the right of me, we have...
Your boy, Jamal on 5, YouTuber, presenter, that guy.
YouTube presenter, that guy.
That's just...
Standard.
It's a standard thing, isn't it?
So, shall we have a look at the rest of the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, no. Wait, this... Oh. Are you starting with a question?
No, go ahead. It's just a question.
If you've got something to say, say it.
I just had a question about it.
What's the question?
Can guys be the little spoon?
No.
Okay, cool.
Can guys be the little spoon?
No.
Can guys be the little spoon?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Ah, I knew someone would agree.
Absolutely.
My God.
Just sweet.
I like it when a guy
if you're watching a film or something and he can like stroke his head and that,
no,
that's
all right. Even sometimes, every guy likes to be the little spoon sometimes.
Trust me, daddy. Trust me. Yeah.
I like him have that.
Trust me, daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They love it. They go like...
Yeah, so sometimes I just want a little...
Right.
Yeah.
Anonymous said, I feel like men are intimidated by my success. Why? And what do I do?
Do you want to go first?
That's cap me. I love a boss-ass bitch.
Trust
me. If I can see that, you know how to carry yourself well, you know, you're about your business. I'm falling for you, so about running away.
So if a girl earned more than you, like your girlfriend earned more than you, wouldn't be an issue.
Nah.
She's driving in some sick whip.
Because I'll be driving one as well.
Yeah.
But if you're not though.
Why wouldn't I be?
But if she's driving a better whip.
But I'm not. We're not together to compare.
It's not.
We're together to make each other better, isn't it?
I know, but guys feel like that because they like to be the one that
insecure guys. If I'm with someone. I want to be with someone who's beside me. I'm not in front of her and I'm dominating. Like, she's doing her thing, I'm doing my thing.
Equal.
Yeah, we're equal in the thing. Isn't it? We're a team. It's not I'm the man and like, I'm making more money, so do as I say. Or
yeah. See, you know what I find?
No, but it is, because you're saying about...
It's not about do as I say, but I get why like a guy would be like,
find that I always go for guys, or I've been with guys that want me to be a lesser, and I could never.
They want
I could never.
So that's the thing, I feel like once you're intimidated by your partner's or your other half's success, it just says a lot about you. Like, you don't deserve that.
Exactly.
You don't deserve that.
A lot of people want a successful person, a successful woman, until they find one. And then they're like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, she's too much of this. She's like, nah, she's top tier. And you're clearly not on that level.
Exactly.
You're intimidated by her success, which is just an insecurity of your own.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Because, well, clearly you need to level up yourself then. So then you can match her caliber.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, those are insecure guys. Because there are guys out there that like a strong woman because strong and strong create more strength, innit?
So the only guys that would be intimidated would be the insecure ones.
Insecure men.
All right, okay.
But us secure ones...
Us secure ones, we're ready for that. If you're strong, come along.
I love a successful
woman. How would you feel if she could afford something and take you somewhere but you can't afford that? Would you be all right with that? I just want to check.
So
let's say like there's this trip you want to go to but it's way too expensive, like you can't afford that.
Yeah.
Because let's say that you're a guy that can't afford that, right? But she can. Do you feel right with her doing everything? She's paying paying the way.
Well, it's like I said, it's a team thing, isn't it? So like, if we're together and we've got that understanding, then clearly she understands my situation.
Yeah.
Clearly she knows I'm not broke or whatever. Clearly, financially, at that point, I can't do that.
Yeah, but you're all right with that?
Yeah, calm, because I'm not insecure about it. It's kind of like she knows who
I am. Does it make you feel like less of a, massive?
Nah, because I'm not defined by that.
Okay. Because a lot of guys would feel like, not masculine because
No.
The girl's paying because they can't afford it.
No.
But I feel like girls as well, they love to throw that out there, like to fly guys out. Like,
not,
yeah. They like to do what?
They like to fly you out, innit? Like,
Fly you out.
Fly you
out. Oh,
you
yeah,
girls are
flying you out.
These guys, I still want to go. If I still want to get taken shopping, I didn't want to get
flown out. No, no, no. I mean, I've been offered bears. Like,
have you?
My girls come different. They're successful. You know what I mean? They're successful.
I don't give a shit how successful.
The elite girls.
They're flying my
now.
Right there. I don't give a shit. So you're not how successful
out.
I am.
You're not flying
are you
out.
Her man?
You're, wait, are you not
are they,
flying
are,
out?
Are you their man? No, well, you said their girls want to find me out.
Yet,
I don't give a shit. How I don't give a shit how successful I am. I am not flying no man nowhere.
Fair enough.
You got to be making more money than me. I don't give a fuck.
Fair enough.
I'm subjective. You know, I don't give a fuck.
It could be Afro Nation, isn't it? No. Like, I'm booking a ticket, isn't it? Like.
If you're my man, like, I just booked my man a holiday to Paris on the weekend. Wait, like, I don't mind. Okay. Wait, you're my man.
Okay.
But I ain't flying no random guy's flights.
Nah, trust Dylan from Brighton.
Crazy.
Nah.
Why do you always say Dylan?
Because Dylan's just that.
Dylan from Brighton, isn't it?
Wait, can you send those girls in your DMs my way? Because I want to go on one of them.
I want to go on one. It might book us some flights.
You're on websites for that.
Makes sense.
Right, guys, just for some reason, they know I'm just like top tier. So like they just get really intimidated by like me being strong and having my own opinions and like my own thoughts and like disagreeing with them or feeling like I can argue with them and not just being less. So where the hell are these guys that are so secure in themselves?
If you want to find elite people, you need to start attending elite places.
Ah. Okay, where? We need specific locations.
So like
me as well.
Yeah, like
come out with me, girl.
We need locations.
I keep telling you.
When you're looking for people of a certain stature, of your definition of a certain stature, then you need to start attending these places. So whatever your interests are, so you need to start going to maybe these kind of functions, these networking places where you can meet said people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll find other people like you. That are the same
what you guys are saying hasn't really got to do with that like elite stuff because you're saying that a guy should be like okay and secure enough to be with a girl that's that successful or that outspoken that you can get a broke-ass guy that's
secure
enough to be with a girl that's so successful you don't need to be attending no functions you can find him on the street
damn
wow
it's deep.
No, it's not.
It's the truth.
It's a mindset.
You can find a guy on the street that's happy to be spoiled or taken shopping or get flown out.
Yeah, but that's a leech. Like, that's a
you
leech.
Can get that anyway. You don't need to go to no function. In fact, when you go to these functions or you go to these elite places, it's quite the opposite way around.
But those are the kind of guys that like to be...
It's all subjective. It all depends. Maybe you might know a friend that knows someone that could hook you.
Most of these guys in these places are the type of guys that like to be the one that's
top-looking, controlling.
Yeah, not even control, to be the man, like to do, to be in charge of, like have that power. Like they don't like a girl that's earning more than them, more outspoken than them. It's mostly them. In fact, it's the guys that are like more chilled, like. Any, you can find them anywhere at the gym.
So you like, can find them anywhere.
So the man at the gym approaches her. It's like, oh, what are you chatting to me in the gym for? Don't chat to me.
I don't go to the gym, so I don't really know, but yeah.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's definitely subjective across the board, but I feel like fundamentally, when you come across certain guys that act the type of way because you're of a, let's say, in their eyes, a certain stature, you start to notice things in their behavior when they interact with you. They try to talk you down, try to just say things to bring you down so they can feel above you.
Yes.
And then you can kind of pick up on these things and you can kind of tell straight off the bat, then, okay, I can't be around you.
But why are men like that?
Not all men are like that, but insecure.
Yeah, but why are the insecure?
I feel like it's more importantly, like just growing up.
Yeah.
This is just back of like, as me growing up from an African background, like my mom's is meant to be, well, this growing up, she's meant to be the one at home, just chilling, cooking for the yard and that. My dad, on the other hand, grafting, working. Obviously, that's their generation.
Wow. Yeah, no.
But when you grow up into that, you're kind of used. It's subconsciously like you're used to it. Just
Which is interesting because in my household, my mum and dad were both out.
Middle Easterns, we're the same as you.
Yeah, like, my mum was out. My mum and dad are
the same. Middle Easterns, like it's the man that's out there doing like.
Yeah.
My mum would not let me be with a guy that's like not doing nothing. Like she would not like it. She'd be like, the guy's got to spoil you, treat you. You're the woman. Like it's just it's traditional.
So that's what I'm saying. It's
traditional.
Process into.
If I come home with a broke ass guy, my mum would be like, what are you doing?
Mm.
Like what are you doing with this guy? And I'm happy for them to take control.
Everyone's different. That's what I'm saying. It's subjective. It varies. You know, upbringing has a very big impact on our lives, but at the same time, we don't actually have to allow our upbringing to be the same for our kids.
Fine,
you know,
fine,
we can we can break the mold and we can change how things go.
That's true.
So, but yeah, it's just
it's whatever makes you happy. Because like exactly. like you said, you know, you can't be with a guy that gets insecure about you being the one that's like successful.
Yeah.
So you need to find a guy that suits you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So everybody has to find someone that suits them.
100%.
And then if you need to find that person, you need to go to the right places, like you said, to find that person that suits you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going all the wrong places then.
Maybe. It's like a lot of people are like, oh yeah, like all my exes and stuff, they're all kind of the same. It's because you're sticking in a comfort zone in the same space. You need to broaden your horizons or start, get some new hobbies, go to places where, you know, you'll find people with similar interests. Stop trying to just find man in the club or this place here.
It's true.
You, no, find, you know what I'm saying?
I don't find man in the club.
I find hot girls in museums.
I was speaking in general. I wasn't direct.
In museums.
Yeah. Like, I'd never used to go to museums like that, but...
Museums are lit for...
No, he's on the hunt in the museum.
No, recently, I just mean it's my art and everything. So, I go to museums and like, I'm so seeing cute. A lot of hot girls in the museum.
Wow.
Damn, they're there. The receptionist is one museum.
Oh, my God. There's a genuine lot of hot girls that
so
go
out
there.
So, are you going to the museum for the art or the art?
Well, there's a lot of art there, isn't it? I'm going for both.
Yes.
I'm going for both.
You know what I mean?
Because in the museum, you could just stand and stare in it.
Have you been to the
museum? Go to the museum.
Next
guys.
Time my guy goes, he's going to the museum.
You ain't going to, you ain't going to no museum. I'm telling you now. I know why you're going there and I'm you're dead. Not going, right? And that's it. That's final.
This should be more complicated than we thought. Like, no?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is from Tanasha Merced. Why do men cheat instead of just leaving?
Damn.
Why?
See, this question makes men sound so bad.
Only because there's no way we can act. Oh,
like, there's.
Okay.
Why do you cheat?
Have you cheated?
I've never. Okay. I said, why do you cheat? I've cheated. One.
Okay. First question, have you cheated?
I've never cheated before.
Oh.
I've been cheated on.
I've been cheated on several times.
I've been cheated on.
Have you
but you've
cheated?
Never cheated.
When I was 18, yes, I did cheat when I was 18. I'm 28 now, allow me.
I've never.
That was 10 years ago.
I've never cheated.
You never did. Have you ever had a girlfriend? Have you ever had a serious relationship?
Yeah, yeah. 3 years. I think that's
3 years you were one girl.
Yeah.
You 3 years cheat. You didn't cheat. No,
you see me, when I commit, I commit. When I
put that's what I'm saying.
When I put my foot in, it's in there.
3 years you were one girl.
Yeah. It's just like, that's not long. Wallahi.
Okay.
My man can be loyal still. Yeah.
No cap.
100%.
And you haven't cheated since?
When I was 18.
And that's it?
Yeah, never since. Once I... Yeah, grew up. Yeah.
I don't believe none of y'all.
No, but the thing with cheating, I don't understand.
I've been cheating several times.
How, like, if you're not prepared for it, if you're not ready mentally, physically, emotionally, wherever, why invest your time in it?
Why that's how I see. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
I agree.
Why do you think men cheat then?
You know.
Okay, so... This isn't an opinion. It's mine. I'm just gonna say this genuinely. Yeah? I'm gonna throw some spanners into the works.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Okay. So this isn't my view. It's just a theory. Cheating is disloyal. It's wrong. Blah 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 blah. I feel like some men, as petty as it sounds, just lack self-control. And I feel like when they're with someone and they know they've got someone at home and they're there and they're with that person, they're in it, they're loyal, da, 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 da. But when they're out and they're getting attention, I feel like some men don't know how to say no. They act childish in a way.
I think men separate. I really think that, and I think it's even in animals as well. Like
we can
male
separate
animals,
sex and
males in animals and humans, like they can separate sex and love.
Yeah, we can.
So they can love a woman, but most men, like I swear to God, I think 99% of men can love a woman and want to have sex with her, but they want to have sex with other women.
But
they can separate. They can have sex with people they don't love.
Yeah.
Whereas with women, most women
can have sex with people.
Women could do that as well.
But most women enjoy sex when there's emotions. We enjoy sex when there's emotions.
You don't need to enjoy it.
Why can't you just?
I don't enjoy a quickie though.
Enjoy it. Now I'm saying like when you learn to enjoy like that, then you're gonna.
I've tried. I just don't.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
But that's most women though, because like with us, like I think most women, sex is attached to emotions, whereas men, they can just do it like for fun. Like.
I agree. I believe men and women can do that.
I don't understand. Why can't you just go home?
It's no, like, that goes back to
no, Darius is right. So why can't you go home?
I feel you still.
It's not that deep. Just it's go home.
No, but that goes back to what I said earlier about self-control.
Have sex with your girlfriend, because really, what's a vagina? Yeah. It's a hole.
So why can't you?
Okay,
just
let's
go
not
home?
Go there.
Do you know why we have to be
somebody?
I always, always think this. I always think this. It's a hole. Every pussy really the same. Like there is
how,
a
how did good we pussy get here?
But it's
wait, do you actually agree with that? Do you think,
it's
do you think
a hole.
It's more than
it's
that. Okay,
hole.
Okay, okay.
And it's a penis.
Don't. Let me break it
down. Do you think, I know you're joking.
Back to what I said before about guys and self-discipline, and you've seen there's rice at home, which is very true. Mm-hmm. Again, there are so many like fundamentals. I don't agree with it at all. Cheating's wrong, all that, and everything like that. Self-discipline, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like some guys just... It's just options. Guys are like, oh, but there's that girl. I know my girl's at home, but like, she won't find out because if
she always finds out.
I know, but
in the end.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, why don't you just go home and fuck your girlfriend?
The good ones do.
You know why? Because you know how it's gonna end. Because you know how it's gonna go, and you know how it's gonna end.
No, but
whereas with the other one, it's like you don't know how it's gonna go and how it's gonna end. But this is what you don't really realize, that it's just a hole.
I feel like she's out here speaking some different levels. I don't even
she's
know.
She's like Kanye right now. We'll get in like 5 years' time, yeah, we'll get that still. We'll be like,
yeah,
we're like,
right now,
I don't cheat.
In 5 years, we'll be like, yeah.
Trust me.
I can't say much on this. I don't cheat, man. I don't know.
Cheating isn't right.
This is what I mean, because you know what it is. You're so used to having sex with the same girl. You know how it's going to go. You know what the noises she's going to make. You know how she's going to flip around. It's the truth. You know what she's going to do, right? The next girl, you don't know what she's going to do. She might end up doing something.
But she's right. Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like she's kind of right on the thing of where guys like to, you know.
I know, you get me.
It's just trying like new, okay, is that new pussy available? I want it. Well, it's not available, but I'm used to this pussy, so let me just get this kind of thing. It's just that. It's just, and then after you bust your nut, you come back to your senses like, yo.
Yeah, okay. There's that, yeah. But at the same time,
guys like that as
like,
what?
I feel like...
I was traumatized.
When I was with my ex and stuff like that, I never, like, got bored of the sex or anything like that. Like,
how long were you over?
4 years, kind of thing. So, like, it's not... I never got bored, but I understand maybe some people do or whatever.
It's not about bored.
No, but I don't think, I'm going for the emotions or blah, blah, blah.
It's not about bored. It's like you've got a great, like, what's your favourite food?
Oh, you're going to do that one
it's
again.
What's your favourite food?
I know the same thing over and over again.
You
get bored.
You love it, but you know how it tastes.
I know, but I'm not going to go out there and be
different. It's a new dish at another restaurant. Like, you want to try it out because you heard it tastes good.
No.
But you ain't bored of that dish. It's like, your favourite dish.
I feel like if you know who you are and what you're about, you won't carry on like that, innit? Like, I just feel like carrying on in that type of way just...
But can I ask something? You know, there's like serial cheaters.
Yeah,
some people are like...
Why? Can you explain
discipline.
The serial cheaters?
Discipline. No, they've got no self-discipline. They've
that's actually all it is.
They're just, a different breed.
They're just, like I said,
do
lack of discipline.
Is something wrong, or do you think there's something wrong?
I don't know. Because they'll sit down with you and they'll say, I love my girlfriend.
No, because
and I don't know if they genuinely... I can't believe that you can genuinely, wholeheartedly... love someone, but then be a serial cheater.
Is that you define love?
I'm not
love,
talking about one cheating on one, love, two, three. I'm talking about every time you go
is
out.
How you define love?
I think you can, you know.
Like, and you love the girl. That's not love.
I think you can.
What kind of love is that?
I don't know what love is.
That's not love.
It depends on
love.
Yeah, everyone, trust me.
And it can be. I think some of it can be clear and pure, and some can be toxic and a bit mad. I know what you're saying, because I agree with that still. But I generally feel like as well, some guys when they go out and they've cheated. And they come back and say, it didn't mean anything
you know
to me. Some of them genuinely mean
that. It's different types of cheating, do you know what I think? There's like one, you actually genuinely make a mistake and it's a one-off, and then there's like an affair.
Yeah, but it's all still bad. It's still you're still getting cut. Like, you're still getting dipped.
No, I always say, once
I think that's another level. Like, you know when you're ongoing.
That was 10 years ago, allow me, fam.
You know when you're ongoing cheating, like consciously, like doing it over and over again? Like,
serial
that's
cheaters.
Another level. When you come back home and you look at your girl in the face.
You've got no remorse.
I can't do that, man.
That's cold.
You're nuts.
That is cold.
But like, imagine you're hurt, you've had an argument with your girl and you're out on a night out with your boys and you're like, and then you do it and it's a mistake and you wake up like, fuck. Like, it's wrong.
But at the same time, you still need to take responsibility for
that. There's that moment.
There's different levels,
It's still bad.
Is that self-control? I think the most important
thing is... It's bad. We're not saying it's not bad, but there is different levels.
What's the most important thing?
It's the self-control thing. Because there's that moment where I'm beefing with I'm fighting with my girl and I've gone out with a man them and they're just bare girls. And you know what? It's always those nights where you've had a fight with your girl that all the girls are...
It's like a spiteful cheat,
yeah, it's like they're throwing themselves and you just feel like, yo, let me just get... But is this that point
let
me just, like, let me go in for the kill. But then, is that self-control bit where you're thinking to yourself...
Is this really worth
it? Because I always think post-sex, like, after sex...
Yeah, after you... Yeah, and you look in the mirror
yourself,
you're
like, have
you just
bad. Like, when I'm done and I'm done...
Oh, he's got a heart.
I can look at me, I'm like, shit. Like, okay, I'm done now, like, this is it. Like, I've done. Like, I have to go back home and guilty as fuck. I can't do that.
Yeah, and then you got look in the eyes and then...
Yeah. Because the thing with me, if I do cheat on you, like, I'm the type where I'm all about body language. And I feel like if I've cheated, I feel like you can read me like, oh, I've done something. So
why are you being extra nice? Why are you doing this? Why are you sending me a text out of the blue, sending me a paragraph saying how much you love me? And
girls do it too, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Girls do it too. It's just bad. It's so bad.
It's not good at all. But
do you think... like humans are able to be monogamous?
You are, no, but I feel like it's the biggest respect if you can, like.
Because do you think only a few animals in the animal kingdom can be monogamous? Maybe humans aren't meant to be
penguins.
Monogamous.
Oh my God, yeah.
Penguins are monogamous.
I seriously don't think
they'll kill.
Humans can be monogamous.
No, I reckon they can. But the problem is now of cheating and stuff, it's promoted through music and all this stuff and having a side chick and doing this. So people now think it's cool to have a side piece. And I'm in group chats with Mandem and they've got girlfriends. And then they're like moving mad and stuff. Like it's, and you can tell them one thing, but they're still gonna do what they want to do anyway.
I feel my music, the things I say is very toxic, but females genuinely love that.
No.
I'm telling you, they do. I'm telling you.
Because.
Not like that. As a certain like lyrics, though. 22.
It's like Future, innit?
Yeah.
Future promotes toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Look at him and Lorisha.
I absolutely hate Future.
Oh my God, I hate Future.
Yeah, it's not going to now, but.
What? Nah. There's a lot of girls that take him in, you know. There's a lot of girls that take him in.
What, 10 kids now?
Future. Right, anyways. I don't even want to talk about Future right now. I want to move on from something else because I will get. I was darker and loud.
Sierra's with a much better man now. She's living her best life.
That's good. That's
Russell,
good. Let's
Russell.
Move on.
Yeah. Right.
That's a man.
Let's leave that.
So Future's not a man?
No.
He belongs to the street.
He's a goat. He's the greatest of all time.
His lyric was, even if I cheated, I'll never say I'm sorry.
Yeah. No.
I told you, he promotes toxic masculinity.
No. What? No, there's a worse one than that. There's a worse one. Something about collection. Something about collection.
Oh my God, that tune. He's like, even if we slept together once, you're still a part of my collection. I was like, oh my God.
Wait. You genuinely think that we like toxic lyrics?
For example, yeah. This song's not out yet, but it's a song that goes, young boy never broke again, fucked her, never spoke again, promised I'll never reoffend, but sometimes break promises. That line, the song's even out, but
yeah,
girls
but
love,
you know what I just
like,
realized?
They go crazy.
You know, but that Deep Block lyric was like, new pussy good, but old pussy make you feel sick.
Home.
But you still sing with your chest, don't you?
Yeah, girls, I'm telling you, it's little thing, like, but you're not understanding that. Like, you're singing in the club, but
still
when you're defining it deep down,
and when you think
about
it,
what is the rest of it? No, I don't sing the lyrics.
You
what's the rest?
Like, I can be in there all day.
That makes you feel good, because they're
not
in there all day.
But
Nipusi makes you feel good.
I am not singing those lyrics. I'll hum it. That's as far as I'll go. Singing along that damn song, I tell you that now.
It's like what Chris Rock said years ago. Yeah, he said, when you're listening to tunes in the club, you go, well, he's not talking about me, and you dance anyway, innit? Unless it hits a nerve, then it's just lyrics.
When I hear lyrics and it's proper down, like degrading girls, I don't like it. I said,
I know, I remember.
Top.
What
then
did
you
I?
Must hate half the rap
I
now,
started
then.
Playing a song that you
remember.
Like, you
were turning this shit off. I was like, turn this shit off. They're like, oh, fuck you girls on Instagram. Like, you ain't wifey. Like, fuck off.
Now, fair enough. Okay, maybe not all girls. Yeah, maybe.
Who are you?
Reverse that song. Don't bring it out.
It's coming out. Trust me, people are demanding for it. That's our most demanded song. And that's the clip. Of those four lines.
The toxic lyrics.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like, I get why.
Shall we promote all this stuff and it just makes the situation worse? It's not good, fam. That's not good. It's not good. Because then it promotes the younger, then the younger guys grow up thinking that's how you meant to treat people, innit?
I have the next question, and it is from Mandy. And she says, what do you do when your man won't let you go out with your friends and wants to control every little thing that you do?
You run.
Put him in the bin.
You run, because he's trash.
The bin.
He's
evacuates.
Trash. Run, get exit.
Out. He doesn't let her go out at all, or what? Because, like, for me, like, I don't like a guy that's going clubbing all the time.
But it's different from looking at someone you're with and saying, oh, you're not allowed to go here. I don't
that's
want you
mad.
Going here. I don't want you wearing this. Don't spend time with this person.
If I met you in a club, whilst we're talking, I'm like, what are you doing tonight? You're like, I'm out. When we're together, I'm not going to expect you to change your ways.
Yeah.
Like, it's out of... Well, met you, and this is what I've loved about
except
you.
Except you have
go out as much, though.
No, if you're not gonna, like, obviously, don't cut time, don't cut on spending time with me. Like, let's not do that. But if you're going out, I might follow you. Like, we get lit together, kind of thing.
But it was your daughter and the situation. Yeah. How would you feel?
Okay, she's 6 right now, but when she does get to that age, it's a no-brainer, to be honest. It's just
Run.
Yeah. Run. I'm coming to attack him. You're safe. Captain America style. Yeah, aww. Yeah. 100%.
That has to be, man.
You can't be. You can't tell
a girl, don't go out. Don't go hang around with your friends. Don't wear do this.
Exactly. Like, that's not a relationship. That's a dictatorship. That's control. Right. That's trauma. That's abuse. That's
no go.
That is a type of abuse.
That's a few orders away from getting hit in the face. Like,
no go.
No, fam.
Don't go there.
Because then when you do break that like that order, what's next? What's the consequence? Yeah. Just a wrap.
Oh, my God.
Not on it, fam. Not on it. Nope.
Guys, that's the final episode. That's it done.
God damn it.
They're done.
Can you believe?
Season one.
Thank you so much for coming, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I feel like you've opened my eyes a little bit. But yeah, that is it. So thank you so much for listening and watching. Follow me at Amber Rose Girl on Instagram and Abs.
NSG_Papi or NSG_Music.
Follow me on Instagram at Jamel, J-O-F, and YouTube.com/Jamel15.
And you can follow me at @AnnaVikili_ on Instagram.
You can follow me at @Yuande_Biala.
Please follow all of our social channels. We're on Instagram and Twitter at @YahooRealityCheck to find out when we're going to start doing more episodes, hopefully very soon. This show is produced by Yahoo UK. If you're a woman and you need help getting out of a toxic relationship, please visit womansaid.org.uk. Refuge.org.uk supports women, children, and men experiencing domestic abuse.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.